USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Israel will welcome a new prime minister after a razor-thin vote on Sunday to approve a new government. Naftali Bennett will assume office, ending Benjamin Netanyahu's 12-year term as PM. President Biden congratulated Bennett, saying in a statement that his administration is fully committed to working with the new Israeli government to advance security, stability, and peace for Israelis and Palestinians. Biden and Bennett also spoke by phone, where they agreed to consult with each other on regional security issues, including Iran. And as the G7 summit closed on Sunday, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced that the seven nations have agreed to donate 1 billion doses of COVID vaccine to the rest of the world. In a statement, Johnson said those doses would be distributed either directly or through the UN's COVAX program. He announced earlier this week that the UK would donate 100 million doses over the next year, along with President Biden's announcement that the U.S. would be donating 500 million doses starting this August. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Shekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1-ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Four states have become the first to end enhanced federal unemployment benefits for their residents. Alaska, Iowa, Missouri, and Mississippi ended the expanded federal assistance for nearly 340,000 workers on Saturday. More than half of states have announced plans to wrap up their participation in the federal program, which provides an extra $300 a week and has been extended through September. The governors of those states argue that as their economies reopen, the extra benefits are no longer needed and could be keeping some from seeking new employment. And Israel has a new prime minister after a razor-thin vote in its parliament on Sunday to approve a new government. Naftali Bennett has been sworn into office, ending Benjamin Netanyahu's 12-year term as PM. President Biden congratulated Bennett, saying in a statement that his administration is fully committed to working with the new Israeli government to advance security, stability, and peace for Israelis and Palestinians. Biden and Bennett also spoke by phone, where they agreed to consult with each other on regional security issues, including Iran. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Fibbies, help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Joe Biden is on to Brussels for a meeting of NATO leaders after wrapping up the Group of Seven summit on Sunday. Biden declared that the U.S. was back at the table and ready to cooperate on global threats.
The only way we're going to meet the global threats that we're is by working together and with our partners and our allies. And I conveyed to each of my G7 counterparts that the United States is going to do our part. America is back at the table. The lack of participation in the past and full engagement was noticed significantly, not only by the leaders of those countries, but by the people in the G7 countries. And America is back in the business of leading the world alongside nations who share our most deeply held values.
And as the G7 summit closed, the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced that the seven nations had agreed to donate 1 billion doses of COVID vaccine to the rest of the world. In a statement, Johnson said those doses would be distributed either directly or through the UN's COVAX program. He'd announced earlier this week that the UK would donate 100 million doses over the next year, along with President Biden's announcement that the US would be donating 500 million doses starting this August. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.